Barton. Ravina Braid Ravula Omar. Ravina Braid Ravula wants another pshat. That Hocho Betarna Goyle Soy Medes Legado Beitzen. I tell you that the Tribute says here in the Gemara in Ervin that a Beitzah that's born the first day of Rosh Hashanah, you're allowed to eat it the second day of Rosh Hashanah. So you see, you're not allowed to eat it the first day. So the question was, why can't you eat it the first day? If the only reason why an egg is also the first day, because it's the Gzeira, Mishamashkin, Shezavu, so the Chor the Kasher is, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that Sfarah doesn't apply. Because since an egg is an Eichel, something you eat on a food, you don't say the Gzeira of Mashkin, Shezavu. So Ravina wants to say an Echanami. On a regular egg that's born on Yom Tif, Taki will not eat the first day. Here that Rabbi Yehuda says you can't eat it, it's an Akimta. That's Al Smuksa. We're talking about Hocho, Betana Gerlo, Sametas, the God of Beitzim. We're talking about here the mother, the hen, was not oimed to eat, but rather was set aside to raise, to have eggs from it. So therefore, it's muksa, the mother. For Rabbi Yehuda Latayman, and Yehuda goes according to Yeshita, the Yisle muksa. There's always a machlokes for Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda is the one that's always machmir muksa, yos from Yesh muksa. So therefore, he answers no stira. And now a Mishnah Taka could be Rabbi Yehuda holds of Mashkin Shezavu, that's in the case where the egg is not muksa, where the mother was oimed lachila. So then the egg is not muksa, you'll not eat the egg. I let it be Gzeira Mishra Mashkim Shezavu. True, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it would not apply that Gzeira. But there are times that Yehuda is mighty with Sasser. In a case where the egg is Muksa, where the mother was Oymed Legado Beitim, so in such a case, if Yehuda is Moida, you're not allowed to eat the egg. Not Mishra Perish and Ashru, but rather Mishra Muksa. Therefore, there's another terrorist of no steer with Rabbi Yehuda. Good. But now, Meisri, have a kasha. Back to these last reasons, what's the reason why an egg is usher in our Mishnah? Why does Yehuda say, why does Beisilu say, you can't eat the egg that's born on Yom Tov? Meisvei. Halacha says like this, Echad Beitzah Shenolda B'Shabbos, whether you have an egg that was born on Shabbos, that you can't eat, V'Echad Beitzah Shenolda B'Yom Tov, or else in the case that you have this egg that was born on a Yom Tov, today's Yom Tov. The halacha is, Ein Metalt L'Noisa, you're not allowed to touch them, the Mamish Muksa. And now let her move around these eggs. Loy lechasas boy esakli. You can't use it to put it on top of the bottle to cover up the bottle. You have a soda bottle, you want to put the egg on top of the bottle to cover up the bottle, you're not allowed to touch the egg. The egg is muksa, you can't touch it on Yom Tov or on Shabbos. Shashi lechasas boy esakli, pitz luchas. The top of a bottle, you can't use the egg to cover it, because it's muksa. For loy lismach boy kari amita. They have the feet of the bed, that you want to raise it a little bit. Samol, you put an egg underneath it, it can hold up the bed. If you hold an egg straight up, it can hold a lot of weight. An egg, even a raw egg, that straight up could hold a lot of weight. Rashi, lismech bo zoikfa, you stand up the egg straight, and the pointy part is facing upwards, keneged chuda v'samech bo, you can put a lot of weight on top of it. Now the kids see now let it touch the egg for these purposes if the egg was born on Shabbos or on Yom Tov, on that Shabbos or on that Yom Tov. Abu Kaifu le'asakli. But you're allowed to take another plate and put it on top of the egg to protect the egg that should not break today. Bishvil shlati shover. In order that the egg should not break. The other Kiddush is, Rashi says, the Afagav di'eino nitelis, even though you're not allowed to touch the egg itself, but we hold metaltlin esakli le'tzorko. You are allowed to touch other kelim for the purpose of this egg. Ulafukim with Rabbi Yitzchak. This is not like Rabbi Yitzchak Shita. The Yomer that says in Gemara on Shabbos, Ein kli nitel el ledovra nitel b'Shabbos. You're only allowed to move kelim for the purpose of another kli, that even that kli you could move. But here you want to take this plate to cover up the egg, since you can't move the egg, according to Rabbi Yitzchak, you're not allowed to move the plate either. But we hold not like that. We hold you are allowed to. The Yiyu, what does the Yitzchak do with this Mishnah? Mukila b'tzachlim koyma shakli. It's talking about there, we have a bowl that's on a chair. And now you want to sit down on the chair. So since you want the mukum of the chair, you're allowed to pick up the plate because you want the chair. Now once you have the plate in your hand, now even if Yitzchak is more, you're allowed to put it down on top of an egg. Now come put it here, it's not like a Yitzchak. That lechatchila you're allowed to pick, and we hold a loch like that. You are allowed to pick up kalim that are not muksa, even though it's for purpose to protect the egg that is muksa. So far everything is very good. The egg that's born on Shabbos or on Yom Tov Avadim is muksa. Whereas even if you learn that the reason why a beitz of the Mishnah is loy teichom is mishum achon of the rabba, was mishum Rabbi Yitzchak or Rabbi Yosef, the gzeira is with the rabbonin, but once the rabbonin made gzeira that you're not allowed to eat this egg, So this egg has no use today on Shabbos or on Yom Tov. Therefore, the egg is muksa. So now that the egg is muksa, you're not allowed to move it. Usveiko asura. What about you have a suffix? So the havamina is, the suffix is, whether this egg was born today on Shabbos, or whether it was born yesterday on Shabbos, you have a suffix when the egg is born, the loch is asura. You're not allowed to eat it. So this is going to be the kasha. If the reason why the egg that's born on Shabbos and Yom Tov is Osir is only Mishum Magzerim and the Rabbonin, so Alamol is Sveik of the Rabbonin, you go to Kula. So Akam over here, it says, Sveik Asura. What does it say here? If you have this egg, you're doubtful if this is the egg that's born today on Yom Tov, or is this the egg that was born yesterday? So still it says it's Osir. So that's the Kashim. It's only Osir and the Rabbonin. Why? Drashu Sveika Shazu Asura. Now, Kosako Taita, the Havminer is, Suffolk knows the Biyamtiv, Suffolk Bechol Asura Biyamtiv. That you have doubtful when it was born, still you're not allowed to eat it today. Vaiter Brisa says, Via Nisarva Belef, let's say this egg now gets mixed up with 1,000 other eggs, that the other eggs are all mutter. You had 1,000 eggs that were born before Yamtiv. And one egg now was born on Yamtiv itself. So this egg is Osir. This one egg now gets mixed up, you can't tell which one it is in 1,000 eggs. The locher is Kula Nasuris. All 1,000 eggs are awesome. That's what the Brisa says. So Mara says like this now. Bishleim ala Rabba. You understand according to Rabba. Diyama mishum achan achana. Why does Rabba say the egg that's born on Yom Tov? You're not allowed to eat it. This awesome midi raisa mishum achana the Rabba. We are a pasuk for that. That since on the Yom Tov after Shabbos, it was created on Shabbos. So Shabbos is being made for Yom Tov. It's awesome midi raisa to eat it. Then you understand very good. Every sveika di raisa. Therefore, if you have this egg that you doubt for when it was born, yesterday or today, you're not allowed to eat it. Because that's the klal, sofik, the rice is lechumra. The chol sveika, the rice lechumra. Anytime you have a sofik in the rice, it's also, it's chumra. The Rashba shittim is also in the rice, and the famous Rambam shittim is only also in the Rabbonin. The Rambam says even a sveika, the rice, mid the rice, it's mutu, it's only also in the Rabbonin. But I call upon him the Rabbonin, though everybody holds a sofik in the rice, you have to go lechumra. But according to these last two man, the Yarmim they both say, why is an egg also that's born on Yom Tov or on Shabbos? Mishum Zera, it's only Zera, Mishum Ashkin Shazavu, or Mishum Perish and Ashrum, or Bazai Sveik of the Rabbanan. Even to eat the egg that's Vaday born on Yom Tov is only Yosem of the Rabbanan. So now that you have a doubt, is this the egg that was born today or yesterday? The cloud should be that the whole Sveik of the Rabbanan, Lakula. Anytime you have a doubt in this, the Rabbanan, you always go to Kula. So the Kashrin of Yitzchak and of Yosef, why does this price say it's awesome? So the Mashosh Deltzich, how come the Gemara doesn't ask the Kashrin according to Rab Nachman? The Chur Rab Nachman, the first man, Yom, said it's also Muksa. It's also only Yosef of the Rabbanan. So they say, or even Taisha Shonim, if we ask the Kashrin, Taisha Shonim on the side here. It says, Avad Rab Nachman Le Parach. According to Rab Nachman, we don't need the small Taisha Shonim on the side. Avad Rab Nachman Le Parach. The muksa chamiri ve'ever came the eraisa. Kisavik muchan diosla kamon. That's the yeshita. That muksa, even though it's only yosem the rabbonin, but the yisum muksa was a very chomadika iser. That is came the eraisa. So mela sofik and muksa is also osir. Even though it's only yosem the rabbonin, but certainly surim the rabbonin are chomadika surim. So mela Rav Nachman the Gemara does not ask the kasha. We understand why sveik is osir. But according to Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Yisrael, there's a pure Sofer, the Rabbonin, a Gzerim, the Rabbonin, so why Misveik is the egg Osir? I mean, a Sofer, the egg should be Mutter. So Gemara answers, say for us in the Sofer Trefa, say that at the end of the Brice it says, yeah, Sofer, the egg is Osir, it's not a Sofer whether it was born today or yesterday. The Sofer is it a Trefa or not? Was the mother of the egg a Trefa or not? So on its side, the mother is a treifa, the egg is also a treifa, it's also midiraisa, it's eat the egg. So since it's a suffix in the raisa, that's why we say, min a suffix, you can't eat the egg. Fred Gemara, if so, ihochi, if that's true, aim a seifa. What does the end of the braisa say? It says, nisarva bielef, if this egg now got mixed up in 1,000 other eggs, kulon asuris, all the eggs are asur. Now the question is why? Churish should be bota beroi, you can't tell, midiraisa is bota chad betray. So it's yavish be yavish. So why isn't it mutter to eat the eggs now? All the eggs should be mutter. So Maran says, it's like this. If you tell me, I'll understand that suffik yom tov suffik oil. You know what type of an egg we're talking about that fell into 1,000 eggs that all usher. If you tell me now the suffik is whether this egg was born today on yom tov or whether it was born yesterday. So then I understand why today on Yontif, you're not allowed to eat all these 1,000 eggs. You know why? Because have a dover sheishla matirin. Because it's called this Isra, the egg, has a heter. Tomorrow, it's only yours to eat the egg today on Yontif. Tomorrow, after Yontif, you're allowed to eat the egg. So the klal is, v'chol dover sheishla matirin. Anything that will have a heter by itself, the heter will come automatically. The klal is, afilu bielafle bottle. Even bielaf, we say it's not bottle. And some say, svar is, achetechlenu bielafle heter. Like why be Saimechan Bitl Barayiv, even though with the rice it's mutter, but the Rabbanan said a Svara, instead of being Saimechan Bitl Barayiv, wait till tomorrow, and then tomorrow Vav will be mutter. Other Svaras is, the Ram says a Svara in Durham is, that the reason why Bitl Barayiv applies is, because Isser and Heter are like two opposites. So two opposites meet together, one bounces out the other one. But here that the thing has Heter tomorrow, it looks like really both are Heter. It's like Heter and Heter. Heter and Heter is no Isnagdis. There's nothing to weigh out the other one. There's no Dimbita Barayiv. So therefore, an egg that's born on Yom Tov, you have a Suffolk. So even if it mixes up with 1,000 other eggs, you can't eat them. Because there's no Dimbita Barayiv. Because this egg and the other eggs are all like Mutadik eggs. Because since tomorrow you're allowed to eat the egg, it looks as if today also it's Mutter. So therefore, there's no Dimbita today. You have to wait till tomorrow. So then they understand very good the Sefer why it says you're not allowed to eat the egg. If it's talking about a Suffolk, if the Easter is, it was born today or not. Eli Yamrit, but if you're going to tell me, Eli Yamrit, Suffolk Trefer, you know what type of an egg we're talking about here, where the Suffolk was. Is the mother a Trefer or not? If so, Dover Shein Lamatirin, on the Tzad to say the egg is Oster, it's also Le'elam. There's no heter at all to this egg. Or Vezoy, but he bought the Berubay. How come if it gets mixed up in other eggs, it's Oster? Why? It should be bottle chad betray. But your eyes, it's yavish biyavish. Even the rabbanon is bottle chad betray. So why does the price say it's also? Tell him, it's raya the price. It's talking about that the egg is a suffolk yomta suffolk oil. So it's a kasher again to Rabbi Yitzchak and to Rabbi Yosef. So why does the beginning of it say that sveker is also it should be suffolk the rabbanon? So Mara says the chitay. Maybe you want to answer me. Really, we're talking about again a suffolk treifa. So that's why if it's a suffolk, it's also. Why if it gets mixed up the elif? Do you say like bottle? I tell you, beitza chashuva. Beitza midrabon is called a chosha, a very important thing. And the klal is like bottle. Something that's chosha, if the rabbon instead it's not bottle. So Mara says that depends. That's a big machloikis. Ho nichulaman di yom kosher daka limloy sheninu. We'll soon see it's a machloikis. Certain things are not bottle. See if you say the klal is anything that sometimes you count. There is something that's sold by, you count them, they're sold by piece. Like let's say you sell avocados, a piece by one, you sell one, two, you sell them by numbers. So that's called a davar choshev and it's not bottle. Here also, eggs sometimes are sold by the number, therefore an egg is choshev, it's not bottle. Elo l'man d'yama, but according to the man d'yama, es shadaka l'mneshaninu, that he learns the gears was only something that's always sold separately. In other words, it's always a davar choshev. Not sometimes yes, sometimes no. It's only special things that are always sold by single. That's a double choshev. So, Ma'iklamayim, what can you say? Because eggs, sometimes they're sold by the pound, and sometimes they're sold singly. So, Mela, according to this man, the yam, an egg should be bottled. The Tanaim, we learned like this. Somebody has a bunch of this grass, of vegetables, shoklai akerim. There was born klai akerim. It was grown two different, these vegetables in the vineyards, so it's also teated. The locher is yidlaku. You're supposed to burn it. It has an issa klai kerem on it. You can't even have to burn it. What about this bundle now? Nisavu b'acheris, it got mixed up into other bundles of tiltin, of kashura vegetables. V'acheris b'acheris, it got mixed up one time, two times. The locher is kulam yidlaku. You have to burn them. Even though they're mixed up into 1,000, still you have to burn them all. Divir Rebbe Meir, this is Rebbe Meir's shita. Rebbe Meir says, this bundle of tiltin is not bottle. It's also, you have to burn all of them. The Chachamim and the Chachamim say no. Yalo biyachas umasayim. If it fell into 1 into 200, that's the din rabbana that klaya kerem is bought to 1 or 200. So if you have 200 times the amount of this one bundle of klaya kerem, all of it is mutter. Shai Rameyu and Rameyu used to say like this. Eshedaka limnois mekadesh. Something that's usually counted. When you sell them, you count piece by piece. That's mekadesh means it's not bottle. But the rabbana is not bottle. Therefore, Rabbi Yehuda Meir says, this bundles of tiltin is something you sell piece by piece, Therefore, now when it mixes up into even 1,000 other pieces, you have to burn them all. That's Ramei Shita. Shomei Yoimeh Shadakolim Lish Mekadish. The Chom Moirin, the Chom say no. Ain a Mekadish. What's called something that's not bottle, that's Oster, that asks everything? El Lashisha Devar Mavad. Only six special things that are very, very choshiv, those things are not bottle. We have the Kiva Yoimeh Shibra. Kiva adds another one, seven. Only seven very, very special things, those are not bottle. But everything else would be bottle. The Elohim, these are the things that are very choshev and not bottle. Egoizei prach, nuts that come from the city, prach, is a very special type of a nut, very expensive. Those nuts are not bottle. If they're made from Klai Kerem of Mother Yisurim, and they get mixed up with other nuts, even in 1,000 nuts, you're not allowed to eat them. Rimoinei badin, pomegranates that come from badin also, very, very expensive pomegranates, they're not bottle. The chav yestumos, enclosed barrels of wine, the chalfe tradin, the tops of the tradin of the turnips, the kalche kruv, and the top of cabbages, or the last yivonis, type of a pumpkin that grows like Greek pumpkin, is Rav Kiva Moisir. Rav Kiva has another thing, af kikra shemalavais, even homemade bread is a double choshev moid, that's never bottled. But I call upon him only these six or seven things. Now, a royal orla, if it's something that's supposed to be orla, all of it has it in orla on it. For a royal klai kerem. If the special thing that's usher has the yisr of klai kerem on it, it gives all of them the yisr of klai kerem. Yes. Now, v'yitmo lo, we learned on this. What does Remeya mean to say? The Remeya says it is bottle. Remeya says no, that these bundles of Chavila Tilton is not bottle. Why? Because Lashon was Remeya Weimei Eshadak Limnois. Anything that's Choshev, not something so special like these six things, but anything that's pretty special, that when you sell them singly, piece by piece, that's Choshev. Now, what does Remeya mean to say? We learned like this, Vitmir Law. Reb Yechonon Omar Es Eshadak Limnois Sheninu. We learned in Reb Meir that anything that sometimes is sold singly, that's called choshev, is not bottle. So according to that, it's good that a beitza is also not bottle. We have Shimon ben Lokesh Shama no kol shadaka limlo shaninu. The fakert, the es shadaka means only the special things that always sold singly. Mashenger of Shimon Oimer kol shadaka limlo shaninu. Anything that sometimes sold separately, singly, also it's not bottle. So, Shimon Lakesh is very good. Because he holds anything that sometimes is sold singly is called a davar choshev, it's not bottle. Therefore, eggs. Sometimes you sell eggs singly. Therefore, eggs is not bottle. Therefore, it's good as brisa. We're talking about an egg now of treif, a treif for egg. If it falls into 1,000 eggs, it's not bottle. Why is it not bottle? Because since the egg itself is a davar choshev, because sometimes you sell it singly, therefore it's not bottle. But El Rabbi Yechon and Ma'ikul Meiva. But according to Rabbi Yechon, what can you say? Rabbi Yechon says Eshadak Limnus means only special things that are always sold singly. Mashenki Mashnig Gemara Nemzon that eggs is not that way. Eggs is not so choshev. So according to Rabbi Yechon, according to Rabbi Meiva, it should be bottle brave. So again, we ask Shrei Al Mishnah that according to Rabbi Yechon, what does this brisa say? That this Suffolk egg, this Suffolk egg is a treifa. If it gets mixed into 1,000 eggs, it's usher. Why should it be usher? Why isn't it bottle brave? It's according to Rabbi Yitzchak and Rabbi Yosef, it's a kasha. Because they can't learn it's also yom because then it's a suffer to Rabbanin. So since it has to be a suffer treifa, a suffer treifa is aim loy matirin. So it should be bottle brave. So why does the brisa say if the Suffolk egg that's a treifa fell into 1,000 other eggs, then it's still usher? Why isn't the bottle brave? So Marin says that this brisa goes according to Man Yom and it says yes. That anything that sometimes you sell separately is called a davar choshev. In other words, there is a brisa that holds like Reb Shimon. Maromer Reb Papa, hi Tana, I'll find you another Tana that sells like this. It's a Tana de Litroi Ketzias. It's a Tana about a litra, a measurement of Ketzias of dried up atanim, dried up figs. The Yama we learned, called davar shebeminyan, afilu b'rabbanon loy botel. Any things, even though sometimes it's only sold separately, also, it's not bottle. But what's the shita? Even though it's only osim the rabbanin, the kol shchein b'diraisa, kol shchein if the yisra is an yisra diraisa. This name we learned like this: litra ketzias. You have a litra measurement, an amount of ketzias of these dried out figs. that's also that didn't take off Trumas Amaisus. Now fruits, the din Trumas Amaisus is only Midi Rabbonin. Midi Raisa, the din of Trumas Amaisus is only on Dog and Tirish V'Yitzar. So it's only Midi Rabbonin that these figs are also to eat. So you had here Litra Ktsiyas, a bunch of dates, of figs, Shedorsa Piyigl, that you put it on top of a whole barrel full of other figs. You don't know which barrel you put it into. In other words, you have, let's say, 100 barrels there, and all of them were kosher, they're all gemaiset already. Just one top of the barrel, you had these figs that you didn't take off trumas amaiset yet. And you forgot in which barrel you put it in. So, or else, I'll pick kiveres, you put it on top of a beehive. The same type of a shiloh. You have 100 beehives there, filled up, stored up with figs, and all of them are kosher. Just one bunch of figs that the intake of Trumas and Isam got stuck on top of one of them. So what's the halacha now? Rameyah says like this. The Rameyah learns the machlokes like this. Rameyah Raymah, the Rameyah says, Rayin esol yoinos kiluhem prudais. You have to see the top part of the barrels as if it's really separated. The prudais means, like, we don't look the top part of the barrel as by itself. We look as if the whole barrel is one big suffix. Therefore, the atachtoinois malus esoyonis. The bottom part help to mavato the top. In other words, let's say it's trumas amaisu here.
What you say?
Yeah, trumas amaisu bottle chad in 100, one in 100. So now, let's say the top part that were not gemaised, let's say were 10 figs. So you have these 10 figs. Now let's say you have 10 other barrels there. So if you just look at the top, really, these 10 figs, you know for sure, is on the top of one of these 10 barrels. So really, if you want to know what's the suffix, which one suffix usher, it's only really all the top of the barrels. Let's say you only have 8 other barrels there. And on the top of each barrel, you have 10. So really, there's no 100 connected. It should not be bottled then. Because we know for sure, one of these barrels, the top 10 figs, are usher. Now, how many barrels are there? 8 barrels. So you have 80 figs in the Shiloh. So the 80 figs now, out of these 80 figs, 10 are osur, and 70 are mutter. So it's not bota b'roiv. So this is the chiddush. Bita b'roiv doesn't have to be mamish in one pile together, all mixed up in one place. Bita b'roiv is totally, it depends what you doubt is upon. Here our suffix is on these 8 barrels, on top of the barrel, one barrel is osur. We don't know which one. So all 8 barrels of a chal the sveka, so one way to look at it is, you have to look at the top of the barrel by itself. Rav Lezer says no. We don't look just at the top of the barrel. We have a right to look at the whole barrel altogether. We say we don't look at the figs you put were on top. No, it's one barrel now. Mainly even the bottom part of the barrel could also help to include 100 times the top part of the barrel. You go lekula here. Because since it's only midi rabbonin, you go lekula. But if we says lashon of royines al yoines kilu and prudas, we look at the top ones are mamish mixed up. The atachtoines malos es al yoines. Even the bottom part of the barrels could also help you to make the top bottle breathe. We have Yeshua Ayman Norim. Yeshua says, you have to look at the tops by itself. If you have 100 tops, 100 barrels there, so even though one of them is usher, but it's bottle by meya, is yellow, then it's mutter. If you don't have 100 tops, so apumim asurim, the top layer of all the barrels are usher, because one of those tops has the truma there. Mashenke varshalayim mutterim. All the rest of the barrels, the bottom part of the barrels, are all mutter. Because the bottom part of the barrels, for sure, is not the truma. That's the way Reb Meir learned the machlekes between Reb Lezer and Reb Yeshua. Reb Yehuda says, no, a different pshat of the machlekes, Reb Lezer and Reb Yeshua. That Reb Yehuda learned like this. Reb Lezer Weimer, Im Yesha Meya Pumim Yalu. If you have 100 tops, even according to Reb Yehuda, you need the tops by itself. V'yim Lav, if you don't have 100 tops, Ha Pumim Asurim V'ashalayim Mutarim. The tops are also the bottoms are butter. Reb Yeshua Aymer, but Reb Yehuda learns that Reb Yeshua said, "Afilu yeshom shalosh meis pumim." Even if you have 300 barrels there, 300 are the tops of barrels, and the roll b'chal the suffix, only one is usher, all the rest is mutter. So really, it should be bottle bread. There's one in 300. It should be bottle. Still, Reb Yeshua says, "Lo yalu, it's not bottle." You know why? Because since it's a double chosher that sometimes you count them, you sell them separately, these figs, therefore it's not bottom. So this brice here that says the suffix egg, that's a treifa, if it gets mixed up in 1,000 eggs, it's not bottled, goes according to Rabbi Yeshua, I'll leave it to Rabbi Yehuda. That Rabbi Yeshua, according to Rabbi Yehuda, holds that anything that sometimes is counted, midrabbanan is called a dove choshev, and midrabbanan is not bottled brave. What about dorsa beagle, then you have the eagle dorsa? Let's say you put in one of the barrels, and you don't know which barrel, the rihakol yal, then everybody's masking, everything helps to mavatlit. Because you don't know what's on top or on the bottom of the barrel, then really the whole barrel is bechal the sofik. Then we say everything is bechal. For the Gemara, divri akol hayna plukta. So what do you mean divri akol? It's a machlekes. Hakakama, darsa bigal, vena deb, yezam akamigal, darsa swang, let's raimai, divri akol yalu. If you don't know on the east or the north side, then everybody says it is bottom. All right, we'll stop. We'll go over this next thing again tomorrow. Yeah.